Welcome to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Have you been feeling as if you're simply drifting through life with no real purpose? If you felt that tug on your heart, knowing you have more to offer, but feeling weighed down by your past, know that you are not alone. I'm Cherie Haynes, and I understand the struggle because I too was going through the motions for way longer than I'd care to admit. However, after surrendering alcohol to God, a whole new world opened up for me, and I began waking up with a renewed sense of purpose and joy like never before. I know it's scary to think about, but what if letting go of alcohol could be the key to growing closer to God, getting into the best shape of your life, and finally becoming the person He created you to be? Join me weekly for uplifting Bible verses, words of encouragement, and tools to revitalize your body and mind. You, my friend, are here for a reason, and I can't wait for you to begin letting your amazing light shine. So let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Welcome back to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so grateful that you joined me today. Have you ever had one of those days that just started off wrong, and then one thing led to another, and it seemed like the whole world was against you? I'm laughing as I say this because it's quite an exaggeration, but in the moment, it does feel like nothing else can go wrong at times, right? Well, I want to share with you a personal story that recently happened and how I took a stressful situation that I was not happy about in the moment and had a poor me attitude and was able to step back and see God's hand in it and then be grateful that it worked out the way it did. Now, before I share my story, let's go to our verse of the week. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will never fail you nor abandon you. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. So going back to my story, a few mornings ago, I had to take my little Shih Tzu Bichon Mia in for some dental work. She's about 13 years old and has been dealing with an abscessed tooth. So the place I took her to required her to be dropped off at 7:30 in the morning, and I didn't want to be late. So I planned to leave my house at 6:45 so I would arrive in plenty of time. I got her loaded up in the car and was ready to go, and then went to turn on my car, and it would not start. I thought it might just be a fluke because I recently got a new battery less than 2 months ago, so I tried again, and still nothing. I immediately felt my chest tighten because this was not a good sign. I just had a feeling that it was something serious this time. Granted, I've had this car for about the same length of time as I've had Mia. It's a 2007 Lexus IS 250, and I love this car. It's been paid off for about 8 years, and I haven't had many problems with it, so I plan to continue driving it until it quit on me so I could avoid having a car payment. Anyways, I didn't have too much time to stress though, so I had to figure out what plan B was. Thankfully, and I'll expand on this more later, but Ralph, my husband, was still home and wasn't planning to go out of town until around 9 a.m., so I was able to use his car to take her. However, he did tell me that his car was about out of gas, so I'd need to stop on the way to fill it up. I was worried that with this setback, I'd be running late, but I pulled in the parking lot with 2 minutes to spare. So when I got back home from dropping Mia off, I let our other two dogs out before I got to work. And I didn't think too much of it because it hadn't rained the night before, but when I let Bella, our golden retriever, in, I soon realized she had mud all over her paws and she tracked it in all over the hardwood floors, carpet, couch, and pillows that were on the couch. Strike two against me, and it wasn't even 8:30 a.m. yet. The thing about this is I just had gotten upset with Ralph on Saturday for the dogs getting muddy and tracking all their mud in, and then I did the exact same thing. Oops. It was a humbling moment, to say the least, and I'll have to keep my thoughts to myself next time that happens, since, again, obviously I also made that mistake. It was a good reminder of how important it is to extend grace to others, though, right? Well, later on that day, I was down in my office working when the doorbell rang. I looked at the Ring app, and there was a man who was taking pictures of my house. Within a few seconds, my neighbor texted me, "FYI, there is a man outside taking pictures of your house." I had just seen him take a picture of the front of the house by the doorbell, but then apparently he took pictures on each side of the house too. Now this kind of freaked me out, so I decided to go upstairs to see if I could catch him. I opened the door as he was beginning to pull off, and he did stop, but he didn't back up or get out of his car or anything. Now I didn't feel comfortable going up to him because I didn't have a clue who this guy was, but I immediately expected the worst. We've had our homeowners association send us letters a few times already this year and threatened to fine us if we didn't fix the issue. Now we've taken care of those things, but I was worried that they were going to come at us with something else, like we need to repaint the outside of our house, which is definitely not in the budget right now. I still don't know if that's what was even going on here or not, because he didn't leave a note and ended up just driving off. But I was left confused and concerned about what I might be getting in the mail soon. Why would this guy with an unmarked car be taking pictures of my house? Strike three for me, and it was only about 1 p.m. at this time. I wanted to take a quick minute to let you know I created a free morning meditation just for you. If you need some motivation to kickstart your morning and get into that flow state, priming you for a productive day, make sure to download it for yourself. I will have a link for you in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the show. Now, thankfully, not much else went wrong the rest of the day, but I was still feeling a lot of stress thinking about what could be wrong with my car, and now my house, and the mess I still needed to clean up from the mud. At the time, I wasn't in the right mindset to think of solutions or look for the good in things, but one thing I do want to point out was the fact that in the past, when something like this happened, I would turn to alcohol to numb my feelings and relieve my stress. Thankfully, I've learned to find other ways to cope with stressful situations because obviously that is not the best solution. So if you too are going through a stressful time right now and feel like alcohol is your only friend, I promise you, it is not. It only makes things worse. I'm so grateful that I've been taking this break and working through my emotions and facing life head on. So the next morning, I woke up refreshed, thinking with a much more level head, and I decided to work on this episode for you because I think it's helpful to give real life examples sometimes of how to handle the things that life throws at us. So let's break this down a bit. Now, it really was a blessing in disguise that I had to take Mia that morning because I would not have had any reason to start my car that early in the morning. Therefore, if I hadn't, I wouldn't have known my car was having issues and Ralph would have been long gone by that time and I would have been without a car the rest of the week. But I can now see God's hand in that. Because since he was still there, I could use his car to take her, and then I took him to the airport and then was able to use his car the rest of the week, since his car would have just been sitting in the parking lot anyways. I began to think of other blessings that happened throughout the day. I was able to watch the sunrise as I took Mia to the appointment. I also had been stressed that her procedure might have cost more than my original deposit. At this particular location, they give you a quote ahead of time, but make it very clear that once they get in to do the procedure, it might end up costing more if there's more damage than they originally thought. And thankfully, I was not required to pay any more than my initial deposit. So, another blessing that I could be thankful for. I also had some time to talk to a friend that day that I hadn't been able to talk to in a while, and she gave me some perspective that was so helpful. Sometimes you just need to be able to vent to someone who will listen, you know? So that was a blessing. And it just happened to be her day off before she was leaving for a cruise. What are the odds of that? I believe God arranged that on purpose as well. And going back to my car, I have been very disciplined with saving money back each month to put towards a down payment. So if I do end up needing to purchase another car, I have a significant amount saved up, so my monthly payments will be much lower than they would have been. I believe if it is time for me to get a new car, God will bless it because I was responsible with my money and took care of my car for as long as it would hold out. And I have to admit, I'm kind of excited about the possibility of getting a new car. It's been 13 years since I've had one. Now, I still don't know what was up with the guy taking pictures of my house, but some things you just have to put in God's hands, right? Who knows? Maybe he wants to buy our house and pay way more than it's worth. Most likely not, but it's good to get in the habit of not always thinking about the worst case scenario, but also the best case scenario. So, how can we apply this to our lives? Well, I think it's a matter of these simple steps. Number one, once you're in the proper mindset, take a step back and look for God's hand in the situation. Number two, thank God for the blessings in the situation. Number three, go to God's word and look for verses that comfort you in that moment. His truth will always prevail. And number four, pray for God's strength to handle whatever may come your way and trust that He has this under control. And just a side note, I truly believe God puts certain things along our path to bring us closer to Him. So often we forget about Him and want to think we have everything under control on our own, right? But that isn't how He meant for us to do life. He wants us to lean on Him and put our trust in Him. And when something like this happens, it forces us to do just that. Now, I will be saying a prayer in just a moment, but let's first go back to our verse of the week. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. And can you see how God was with me this entire day? It could have been much worse, right? But if we don't take the time to take that step back and look for the good, we definitely won't find it. I feel so much better having done that though, and it takes me out of that victim mindset and into one of abundance and gratitude. So you too can apply these steps the next time you have a situation arise that was unexpected like I did. And I would love to hear all about it and how this exercise was able to help you process what happened. As always, you can email me directly at healthcoach.cheriehaines@gmail.com. Now, let's go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you for the strength to accept whatever outcomes come my way as a result of what recently happened. Please remind me to always turn to you for the strength and guidance that I so desperately need when so many things are out of my control. If my friend is experiencing a stressful situation of her own, please comfort her too, Lord. Speak life into her and reassure her that you have everything under control. Thank you for the many blessings you shower upon us day after day that we so often forget to show our appreciation for. You are such a good, good Father, and we love you with all our hearts. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Have an amazing week. God bless. Hey friend, before you go, if today's episode resonated with you and you'd like to take a 30-day break from alcohol, I would love the opportunity to walk alongside you on that journey. Check out my new book, Broken to Beautiful. I'll have a link for you in the show notes.